Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 studios, it's the Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here along with
Byron,
Terry,
Tao,
and Rebecca.
It has been a week off. I needed time away so I could celebrate my birthday in peace and quiet.
You're looking at me directly.
I know. Because Tao has decided to bring me a birthday cake.
Yeah.
Aww.
So sweet.
And the cool thing is you even brought on candles with bow ties and mustaches.
Bow ties,
you're
and
a classy
mustache.
Person.
I thank you.
So classy.
This week we'll...
Nothing says class like mustache and bow tie candles.
On your ass.
You think? On your ass. We'll get to asses this week because I've decided...
Speaking of ass.
I've decided that the new erogenous zone for people is asses. Is butts. Because it's like the 90s all over again. NYPD Blue had Sipowicz running around showing off his ass, and now everyone is like showing off their asses again, like Walking Dead, all these shows on TV. Kim Kardashian is nothing but ass.
There's that Overwatch
Screw
scandal.
That chick. No way.
Oh, yes, yeah. The Overwatch scandal.
Yeah, yeah. The Tracer.
Remember that.
Yeah,
so
butt
risque.
Watch.
Butt watch. Dun dun dun.
Baywatch. It's butt watch.
I don't want to see David Hasselhoff running slowly across.
Well, there'd be like running backwards. Like you'd have to like film them from the back running away, but you would reverse it to where they're running towards you, so their butts would be like,
oh,
like all
slow
going place, backwards, all weird backwards. Like
there's nothing attractive about that.
Playing backwards towards going towards the screen. I would like to see that.
Okay.
That's for the bucket list.
You don't want slow motion butt jiggles?
No. No slow motion butt jiggles. This week we'll catch you up on what's going on in the Geekverse. In addition to our topic is going to be which side are we on? The trailer has been released.
It wasn't really a trailer. It was kind of a teaser.
Teaser as far as the Cap.
The argument.
The argument why you need to be Team Cap or Team Iron Man. And we will voice our illustrious opinions. But first,
illustrious.
But first,
no.
Okay, so this just came in. Nathan Fillion is playing Wonder Man for Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which is awesome.
I'm very excited about this.
I know a lot of people don't like Wonder Man from.
Yeah.
But I like Wonder Simon. What's his? Not Simon Pegg. I can't think of Simon's last name. Williams.
Simon Cowell.
No.
Oh, my God.
Simon Williams.
Simon says.
Simon.
I'm just listing off Simon.
Simon Williams.
Simon Williams.
Is Wonder Man. So I'm curious to see which version of Wonder Man we get, if he's the cosmic version or if he's the clone of Vision version. It's convoluted, so we'll see what they do. But now, this made me sad. Stan Akatic is not coming back for Castle. Makes me sad. Stan Akatic's hot. No, nothing. Nobody watches Castle.
No.
I've seen it.
You're talking a couple the wrong times.
Table. I saw the DVD in the store.
Oh my God.
Okay. But now Nathan Fillion's going to be without a job because you can't have the show. Without Beckett, there is no Castle.
Yeah.
It's done.
You're like saying words to me.
The show isn't called Beckett and Castle. It's just called Castle, so technically.
It's not going to be the same.
I'll have to take your word for it.
But they kind of alluded to how they're going to close it out. I think they're going to ride off on Harley's into the sunset and close the show. That's how I think they're going to do it. None of you care.
Good for them. I don't know what to say.
Nathan,
I've never seen it.
Nathan Fillion is without a job now, and now Guardians comes and saves him.
I promise you I will care Skips once I Google what Castle is. So give me 2 more minutes.
We'll give you an hour for safe purposes.
I was
Thank
going
you.
To
You're
donate
welcome.
Some money for like the whole... win a trip to Seattle and, like, you know, go on the set, like, go on a tour with Chris Pratt and have a lunch with him.
Oh, with
like,
the Guardians. Yeah, I saw that.
I wanted to do that so bad, but then it was just like, I don't have that money laying around. Because, like, there was, like, what, $7,500 and stuff like that you can get a prop from the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh.
So you get to carry around Chris Pratt's luggage and you can swipe some of his stuff, I guess.
Besides his suitcase.
Hey, if it's Chris Pratt, I wouldn't mind.
Would, okay, let me ask you
a
this.
Beer slave.
Since this is since this is the butt oh, cast, yeah. Would you try to cop a feel on Chris Pratt and
I
play
just
it off?
Ask him because I mean he's
hey Chris Pratt, can I grab your ass?
Yeah, because like considering how he's like
if
a really
anyone would
dude,
say yes, it'd be him.
Yeah, he'd be
yeah,
down.
He's a really chill
he would
dude.
Be down.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He gives off that grab my butt vibe.
Like I
by the way he dances, yes.
Yeah.
Those pelvic.
Pelvic sorcery. Pelvic thrusts everywhere in your face. Well, away from your face because, no, well, I guess it depends if you turn around because you want the butt in the face, not the crotch in the face. Unless that is your thing, then you could just do it both ways.
Yeah. Okay, keep digging over there. So yep. if he bends over, are you just going to, like...
No, I'm pretty sure it's that. I swear, he might be, like, that chill guy who'd be like, yeah, why not, whatever.
He's probably proud of it. You saw how much weight he lost and how sculpted he got between
chiseled.
Parks and Rec and Guardians. So
and
he'd probably be like, yeah, bounce a quarter
finger.
Off of it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So I am practicing my Chris Pratt moves for my Star-Lord.
God.
I got to be ready for DCCs
yeah,
for my Star-Lord.
Harder,
oh, yes. Oh, I'm not showing you my moves. I'm unveiling them at DCC. I'm
oh,
not going to spoil it.
I have the CD. I'll bring a boombox and everything.
Yeah.
Do.
We're just going to jam out to that.
And we are. Yay. I was even getting measured for my pants. What?
I saw
which
that.
Was a beautiful photo.
Which was a beautiful photo.
But you didn't see the... So the other moment that I really wished we could capture is when Kayla bent him over to cut the cast of his leg off. You, the look on your face... So the look on your face in the photo that's online right now was very much scripted. But the look on your face when she bent you over was you were alarmed and then resigned, and that was beautiful.
I had never been manhandled quite that way, and she's like, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Guess I'm on all fours now.
It was total
like,
acceptance.
You're like a shark when the scuba diver turns him over.
Pretty much like, well, that just happened.
Just catatonic shock.
It was, oh I that's about was. Died laughing.
Okay. I was expecting cuffs to come out next. No, officer, I wasn't anywhere near that street. Just saying. Also, this week that it was announced, George Lucas said the narrator of Star Wars is R2.
I had known that for a long time.
So, like, are they... okay, if they blow up R2 in the next movie...
Don't make me cry, because I will.
Because I honestly think they're trying to push R2 out with BB-8.
But it's R2. Look at him. He's so adorable.
Where's your remote control R2? They got BB-8s all over the damn place, but there's not an R2.
I think if that's the case, that would mean every instance of R2, like, saving the day, was just him embellishing what actually happened. So he's like, oh yeah, totally. They were about to die in this trash compactor,
and I came
and I did some beep booping. Shave the day.
Oh my God,
is that what it's called? Beep booping.
Beep booping.
Beep booping.
Beep-boopin.
I like
it's a slang.
I like that.
The robot slang.
Yeah.
So
I knew exactly where Luke was. I downloaded those maps specifically using my special beep boops. And the guy recording this is like, are you sure? There's a lot of stories where you just beep boop some stuff so it all works out. I think if that's the fact, that's what the story is.
All of his
a
passwords.
A robot embellishing
all of his
the entire history.
Wouldn't that be more like C-3PO doing the embellishing? R2 doesn't strike me as a blabber.
Yeah, but notice C-3PO is just like whining all the time. So that even further.
Oh, that further
increases
feeds
increases.
I've got this partner that just won't stop complaining, and I just don't care.
To be fair, he has more manners than R2 does, though.
Yeah, we perceive that, but R2 is totally like he's just a bitch.
He's just a bitch.
Just a total bitch, just whining all the time.
I want a robot with attitude, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I like in Buck Rogers, I like Tweaky. He was grumpy and, like, attitude. And then you had that Crichton robot that nobody liked, and he was a pansy, whiny bitch.
Huh. Maybe I just like old-fashioned robots, the ones that are like, yes, man.
Like,
no, sir.
Like Robbie the robot?
Would you like more ice with your water? I don't know.
you just like to be waited on. That's really what it comes to.
I mean, sorry. Code error.
Code error.
Well, my favorite robot is a Mr. Bender Bending Rodriguez.
Oh, God.
I was laughing because we were talking about Wooden Bender today.
See, I think mine has to be Legion from Mass Effect. But that still hurts.
Well, I guess
that
it's
cuts me.
Yeah.
Better than Claptrap.
Oh,
God.
God
damn it, Claptrap.
All right, in local news, Denver Comic Con has announced its beer party and release. I like the name. So it's going to be May 20th at 7:30. It's a new location located off of 11th and Lincoln. It'll be on our website, so check it out there. But they're doing Snappercot, which is...
Snappercot.
There's an E in there.
Snape. Sorry, I couldn't see it. I got a CRT here. Okay,
snap.
Let me alone.
Okay.
Snappercot.
Snappercot. So snappy.
I think this is brilliant with Alan Rickman passing.
Yeah,
and, I mean, this just plays perfectly.
Yeah. So why the apricot flavor?
That's a good question.
Because it's a beer, right? They're doing a
yes. It is a beer. Well, but I don't know if apricot needs to beer.
Apricot flavored beer is awesome.
Really?
That's a good reason.
It's delicious. Anything that's fruity beer is great. That's my own personal preference.
I personally like
she likes some fruity.
She likes some fruity.
I can't lie.
Give me as much fruit as you can. The address is 1111 Lincoln Street. They're going to have Red 5 playing in addition to Gin Doctors, which is a 90s cover band that will be playing. This is just right above downtown. They're not doing it at 1UP, so I don't know if it got too big or what the dealio is, but I'm fine with the new venue. Gives us space.
Yeah, maybe they're expecting a lot of people.
But now I'm not having like video games to play to distract me.
It's not even close to 1UP, is it?
Lincoln is just before Broadway, and it was always like at Colfax and Clarkson, so it's within a mile.
It's not bad. So people could just like go run back and forth to events.
Just grab
a beer and just run over to 1UP and play games in there, just run back and, you know.
Oh my God.
No, I don't think there's any running. Not on Colfax.
They put it to a vote.
Drug dealer just did.
So I don't know what the contestants were. I never looked. But they put it to a vote, and that was in the top three.
Huh. What were the other ones?
What, yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Hopper Potter. That just sounds so dirty.
Hopper Potter.
It didn't really sound dirty until you did whatever you did right there.
Hopper Potter.
That just made it 10 times worse.
The visual is wrong.
Yeah, the micro squats.
Oh my God.
I'm digging that.
That's what I do when I'm sitting here working out behind the mic. Micro squats.
The people behind you are really enjoying it, though.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Byron's wife.
She's enjoying it.
She better not be.
Please don't do that at Denver Comic Con.
No, I won't do that in Denver Comic Con.
I got to be honest with you. I don't have faith in your pelvic sorcery.
I've got moves. Trust me.
That was the third choice for the Breckenridge.
pelvic sorcery.
See, pelvic sorcery.
If it ends up failing, I'll be on the floor laughing.
Trust me. I will be fine.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
I'm placing some faith in you, but not too much.
Well, so the reason I'm saving, so I'm supposed to do a Kitty Pride to go along with him, but the reason I'm saving that until Sunday is so that I can see this pelvic sorcery and judge if I do want to change into Kitty or not.
Telling you. It's gonna
we'll see.
Rock the wig right off you.
I don't know about that.
All right, fair enough.
Guess I'll have to go Venom on Sunday.
It'll be fine. I've got it covered.
I'm so worried.
I got it covered.
All right.
Trust me. My mom has taken me dancing since I was like a wee little one, okay? I can salsa dance. I know how to dance. I'm fine.
Okay. Oh, at least your mom taught, like,
yes.
You know, brought you to something. My mom's like, hey, can I learn this skill? She's like, no.
Oh, sad.
You'll never learn this skill.
Oh, my God.
You have no rhythm. Our family has no rhythm. It's a curse.
It's like my family being
it's genetic.
You think I'm joking?
I don't.
Once you have to experience the Vietnamese karaoke, it's just
no.
Downhill
see?
From there.
Byron's a karaoke master. If you didn't know that,
I am.
Really?
They switch songs or something. It never ends. It's just torture.
Like the mariachi polka, where the mariachi band just keeps playing that polka music and it just will never end.
It keeps, God. It's like on loop.
It's so redundant.
Yeah.
In case you were living under a rock, Prince died.
Yeah.
This This is sad.
There's so many, and like not only are there so many like gods dying, there's also like personal people that are dying in the mix.
There's like people dropping left, and this wasn't even on our death toll when we started at the beginning of the year, because we all picked people that were gonna die, and Prince was nowhere near the list.
Nowhere near any of that crap.
My money was on Chevy Chase, and that bastard's still
Chase.
Dude, he looks bad.
What exactly was he like? Did he just die of old age?
No, because he was 57.
He's 57. Yeah, I know that's old to you.
From the flu.
I'm going to be 120 and still look like this.
The blessed Asian.
Well, anything over 40s is ancient, we've established.
Like, yes. Excuse you, I'm 187. What's wrong with you? I'm still the same.
You just need to start picking up smoking so you can just be bitter and sit there and puff on a long cigarette.
You're getting up there. You're like, what, 1,000?
1,000. I'm close. Couple more years.
There's actually a Japanese woman. I think she was like 111 or 10 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, and she was just like, I am so happy that I outlived everyone in my generation.
Oh, that's a horrible thing
to
say.
She's like, it makes me sad that I can't outlive my grandchildren.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I kind of love this woman.
Like, I'm going to like go to their graves and dance on them and laugh because they're dead and I'm not.
Oh my god!
She passed away recently.
Oh, sad.
Passed away all pissed off. Damn it.
Yeah, she's like, crap. I'm supposed to
die. She just keeps walking in everybody's room, about to put a pillow over their face.
Die, bastard.
Beat you.
So in honor of Prince's passing, now that we've lost the king, the prince,
The Duke.
Yeah, the Duke.
And the Jester, which was a brilliant post, whoever put that up.
Mm-hmm.
In homage, they are doing a Prince Purple Rain movie-a-thon at all the AMCs, like 87 of them.
Oh, wow.
Nice. There are two here in Colorado that'll be playing it at the AMC Huns Ranch 24 and the Westminster Promenade 24. I want to go see. I would love to see Purple Rain on the big screen.
Mm-hmm, that'd be awesome.
Everyone was literally after that CD when I was working. They're just like, "Do you have this?" It's like, "No, we have some on order. Please don't take my money."
Well, and that's the weird thing. As soon as an artist passes, it's like everybody descends on their music.
Like when with David Bowie's CD and stuff like that, we like they wiped mm-hmm. us clean.
Well, so Rebecca and I went to Vinyl Saturday, mm-hmm. and we went to, I mean, within seconds, we were like, fourth, fifth in line? Mm-hmm. There was like a stampede of people behind us pushing to get to the Bowie LPs, and just within 3 seconds, we're wiped out.
Wow.
I mean, everything Bowie was gone.
Gone.
Jesus.
So, now you've got Prince, and I'm sure everyone's like clamoring for Purple Rain and Batman soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they also hear about Prince's death. They said they're waiting the autopsy results. So they didn't even know what it could have been. Yeah, they said...
Well, he had just gotten done with a concert.
Yeah, he said there's no reason to believe that his death was a suicide, obviously. And to confirm he wasn't taking any medication at the time of his death. So...
There's an AIDS rumor.
What?
I'm sure...
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Someone rumor. Who was that sexual and everything that he did, of course there's going to be an AIDS rumor.
Yeah.
So we shall be pending and waiting for the autopsy results, if those come through correctly.
Super excited.
He was bated breath. Come on.
We're just like making bets on like...
I got my money on AIDS.
Oh, God.
I got my money on the AIDS.
I got my money. He was one skinny dude.
I mean... All signs point to yes. If I was a magic eight ball, that's all I'm saying.
Oh my god.
All I know is they did a lot of interviews with like his assistant that he had, and he's just like, Prince is crazy. Like, he wants me to do random, like, get him an alpaca from Peru at 3 o'clock in the morning just because he wants one.
That
like,
sound
stuff
unreasonable.
Like that.
What?
Right?
Okay, this sounds really like Michael Jackson ish right now.
Yeah, and that's what I thought too. But it was like strictly like a. I can't remember what a show it technically was, but it was like just Prince Hour, so it showed like all his videos and like pop-up video kind of stuff, and right. have like assistant come in being like, I only worked for him for like 3 years just because it just got so ridiculous and everything he wanted from me in the middle of the night, I couldn't. I love the guy. He's very creative, but he's very imaginative, and he wants a lot of stuff.
I guess when you get
like
that
alpacas,
eccentric...
Like alpacas.
I mean, when you have that much money, you start like really dreaming up weird shit.
Yeah, definitely.
What would be the weirdest thing that you would want? I know what you would want. You want it. an alpaca is probably normal for you.
Yeah. From at 3 a.m. from Peru. Exactly.
Overnight it. I don't care if he doesn't fit in a box. Find one.
Oh my god.
That'd be the most adorable thing ever.
What would you buy?
What would I buy?
Yeah.
The Batmobile.
I don't know. I'm older now, so maybe like a really comfortable couch. Good health insurance. Like real, maybe something dental.
Some dental.
Yeah, I haven't ever had dental before. That'd be pretty sweet.
There you have it. If you get some money, get coverage.
At least he's being on the safe side, right?
He is being on the safe side and a couch, so that all that coverage goes somewhere.
Just want comfort and protection.
Don't, don't, don't. We are farmers. Brian K. Vaughn, who is the brilliant writer behind Why the Last Man in Saga, is actually penning a one-shot Walking Dead issue. This is the first time anyone is actually writing a Walking Dead story besides Kirkman.
Wow.
I think Kirkman's going to start stepping away.
Well, you know,
I think he's testing the waters.
When you run out of ideas, you got to figure out something.
Do you think he's at the end?
You know, it's feeling that way. It's like, what else can you do with these zombies?
Right?
Seriously. Wouldn't they start like...
They're all accountants. We stumbled upon a bunch of CPA zombies. They've totally messed up our W-2s. Kirkman, I think that's really what we're looking for.
Wouldn't at this point they start to just like decompose? I mean, they're not.
I think they would have decomposed about like 5 years ago.
Right, with the whole rigor mortis thing as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, I mean. But I'm going to. I'll walk past that stuff. I mean, it's gotten ridiculous.
Has the horse been beaten?
Yeah, wasn't close. That like the first episode? It got torn apart and eaten.
Yeah.
No. Bump. All right, that's pretty. That's good. That was good.
That's the only Walking Dead reference I can make because I only read the first couple of trades.
I kind of want it to end like Shaun of the Dead.
What? Were they in the shed playing video games?
Well, everything that coexists. Like the zombie, he's mowing my lawn now. He can't do anything else.
What I liked at the end of Shaun of Dead is when they're all playing the games, where they're like struggling through the obstacle, and then they're trying to get equal rights for zombies. I'm like, what?
That's so great. This man is my husband. I love him. He's like a zombie.
I know what I'm watching tonight.
I love that.
I'm happy that he got someone that is a decent writer and is part of the Image family. Brian K. Vaughan has been brilliant with Saga, and Why the Last Man was probably one of my favorite stories out of Image. So I'm curious to see what his take on the story. It will stay in continuity with the series. So, yay? But, like, to your point, maybe it's...
What are you gonna do?
Well, this story kind of happens out of sequence. There's no zombies.
Good. I think that might be good. I think the fact that he's so anchored to all these characters, and now it's just like, okay, who are we gonna kill next? It's not even like, okay, we get it. You're gonna kill somebody. Just let's keep killing people. We're just gonna keep killing people and not develop anything else because we can't keep bringing in super evil shit in.
There's
and
gonna
just
be a civil
kills
war.
A whole bunch of people.
There's gonna be a civil war.
Oh
my god! The zombie civil war. That would be awesome.
Like everyone just splits off. They're like, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. And then they split into factions and start beating up on each other instead of killing zombies. The zombies are just like, okay, well, we'll be...
And then the two leaders discover that they both have moms named Martha, and they kiss and make up.
Wait, your mom's name is Mom? My mom's name is Mom. Oh my god, we might be related.
That's so ridiculous.
Literally how that went down.
That would be perfect.
Your mom's name is Mom.
Can you pick up my arm? It fell off. Over there.
Start slapping each other with it. How about you, sir?
Have at me.
This seems rather early to me, but the Deadpool movie's already coming out on DVD.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, he's known to come quickly, so.
And that was his joke. It was great. That's Ryan awesome. Reynolds. I really... Ryan Reynolds, I think, missed his calling. He should be in PR, and they should just let him do the promotions for all movies now.
Like, they're not wasting time, and I kind of like that.
Do you think it's too quick, though?
No, because
I
mean,
I wanted to be on DVD already.
Right. So many people like kept going back to see it in theaters, or like would go try and see it in theater, and it just went away recently. So I think that's actually smart. Like, while people are still talking about it and still really excited about it and still wanting to watch it again and again. So.
Well, and it does give us the opportunity to see all the bonus content, which I am sure there is a plethora of. Ooh, Rob Liefeld is on there. So it's Tim, I just had his name, Tim Miller. Everyone else involved with the film. So did you see Deadpool?
I did not.
Oh,
why?
My gosh. Son.
I was busy trying to get good health insurance.
And find a nice couch.
And find a nice couch. It just didn't work out.
It wasn't on the side of the road.
The Deadpool. But I'm going to, the second this comes out. So now I'm personally very happy it's coming out.
Well, May 10th, it's available digitally.
Now, is there going to be a commentary track where Ryan Reynolds does Deadpool?
Oh, please.
Oh, my God,
please.
I hope so. That is
breaking,
a brilliant idea.
Isn't it?
Breaking the fourth wall by commenting.
I think at that point, that's the fifth wall.
He's
maybe 16.
Well, I mean, how
32,
many walls? I mean, we broke
walls.
Four walls twice. We broke the fourth wall and then broke the fourth wall in the fourth wall.
That's 16 walls.
Dun, dun, dun. That's the tetrahedron.
Break more. So,
it's walls squared.
So
square walls.
What? What a lot of people on like Facebook and stuff had come up with was they wish that Deadpool had like gotten leaked or something, but instead it was just Ryan Reynolds in his Deadpool costume acting out the whole movie with action figures, like just sitting on the floor. And I almost wish they would include something like that in this.
Wait, did
DVD
that actually
movie.
Happen, or was that a suggestion?
No, that was a suggestion.
Man.
It would have been good, though.
That would have been so good.
It's just like a 3-minute.
Yeah. No, and the whole thing.
And then
shoot them the whole thing.
He did it with finger puppets. In the Deadpool costume.
That just reminds me of the unicorn stuffed animal, and now I'm like, ah.
Ah, Fluffy.
This took me off guard, and I don't know why, but they're redoing Jumanji, and Dwayne Johnson's involved in it?
What?
No, but Robin Williams.
Well, and...
they can't do that. I call that
thought.
Like being just a bullshit card. Like, just leave that as it was and keep it just as a cult classic as it is.
Well, Dwayne Johnson actually went on and said that they're very particular about the script and they don't want to screw this up.
But
in
they always say that. That never
yeah,
means
like
anything.
They came out and were like, you know, we really want to just completely shit all over your guys' memories.
Yep.
So
your childhood
we want you to
more.
Forget that Jumanji. Fuck that. Robin Williams even existed.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a whole, hey, we're going to give you a nostalgia boner. Ha, just kidding. Punches.
Oh my God.
Hurts donuts for everybody.
No, I almost wish, rather than remaking Jumanji, I wish they had continued on the thread where they kind of went, when they started with Zathura. Like, I want a bunch of different
yes.
video, like, board games.
And I like Zathura.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, too. It was really cool. I don't want them to remake Jumanji. I want to see now, like, an Old West version or something. I, like, keep going with different types of board games rather than remaking Jumanji.
Monopoly, we're still stuck in this crap.
Yeah, how would
the
you...
The Monopoly wouldn't be 16 hours
everybody
long.
Everybody gets up out of the theater and leaves.
That or the Game of Life.
I was about
like,
to say,
oh,
you
God.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I want to get out of this frickin' car. That's all I care about. Why? I don't care. Just get... let me die. I don't want any babies. Damn it.
Just the Game of Life, it's like, you're married now. What?
What?
Children, what?
But I never wanted any of this.
That's right. This or isn't
the,
life.
I think the funniest thing that I ever saw was The Sims movie, where it's just like, I haven't eaten, I haven't slept. And they were just like, why? What's wrong? And they point to the little like crystal above their head.
That's
and they're
so
just like,
great.
Freaking out.
They really make a Sims
yeah.
movie?
Yeah, there was a thing?
It was like a joke trailer kind of
oh,
thing
okay.
where it's like, I think like EA wanted to make a Sims movie, but
the
like
Sims movie has
how?
A $53 million budget.
It's a simulator. So they made it into they made a joke trailer where it was a horror movie instead, where all these people are being controlled by the person who
yeah,
was,
I saw that.
Oh, that sounds kind of awesome actually. Like yeah. kid goes into the pool and all of a sudden the stairs disappear.
Yeah,
like,
the guy's just like shaking
forever.
He's like, what the fuck? I haven't slept. I haven't gone to the bathroom.
Didn't they kind of do that with Gamer, the movie Gamer, with
is that what it was?
Where they have all these terrible. People that are like tied into the network? It had the guy from 300.
The guy who was like an army guy or
the
some
guy, you're shaking
or
your hand like
he
a
had
gamer.
A big sword. Yes, Hammer. Asshole.
That's not what I was thinking.
Yeah, he was doing a jerk off move.
I don't know. I was kind of thinking of the whole.
You were very kind in your in your guess.
Thought you were sprinkling holy water.
Yeah, I'm Dominus Patris Victorum. You'd ride the bus. We ride the bus. Here is the bus.
Why a bus? What happens if I wanted a chariot, huh?
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Fine, never mind. Moving on. Forget it. This surprised me that Kevin Smith is directing an episode of Flash.
I have not watched Flash. I'm excited about that. I will watch that. I like Kevin Smith.
I just like how he says that's like the best out of his whole career. It's just like, this is the best out of my career.
Best ever. This is as close as he's going to get to a superhero movie. You know what? I actually honestly think directors should do TV shows before going to movies. It should be like college. You coach at a college level, and then you can go to the NFL.
I don't know. TV's doing a lot better than movies right now.
That's a true story.
I think it might be reversed.
you don't get the
these crappy movies.
Not ready for prime time.
A one shot, as opposed to several episodes.
Yeah.
So the episode that he's doing is the Runaway Dinosaur.
Can you not pull an M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah. What a twist.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan. This is how you really do a movie.
No, it's just like, if you can manage to not pull one, then we'll pass you,
and then you can start doing TV shows.
What happened? I mean, he had so much promise, and then just Shyamalan himself.
He just tried to do too many plot twists. By the way, it's your mom. Wait,
what?
His plot twists were terrible.
Yes, they finally got ridiculous.
What was the one where the breeze was doing it?
The breeze?
Yeah, there breeze? Was some, wasn't it some breeze? One of them was like, the breeze was killing.
The fog?
Maybe I watched the wrong movie. Maybe I don't know.
Tao's losing it over here.
You've killed Tao.
I just imagine someone just like blows air in your face and then you just fall over dead. And it's like.
Because it is the breeze. It's not like the tempest or the storm or the high wind.
It's just
breeze.
The breeze. It's a gentle light, breeze.
Yeah, light breeze.
I just see those people like just. Like a massive pain.
And they just fall over and
just like, sort of like seizure now from the slight like breeze of the trees going like really soft and that's all pretty and just all these people like spazzing out the side. What a good day.
I only like the end of the season because we finally get to just tie up loose ends, end storylines, and just move forward. That's all I'm excited for. The TV season is over. Thank God. Just for Game of Thrones to start. Nobody watched it last night, did they?
I watched the shit out of that.
Were you as disappointed as I was?
Oh, fuck you, I wasn't.
What?
That was unbelievable. What are you disappointed about?
It was lame.
Name one thing that was lame in that show.
Okay, the fact
that... The lack of butts.
Dude, saggy butt.
There was a really good saggy butt at the end.
No.
It was droopy booty. I mean, it was
Are we still, based on that butt, are we still going to go
Wait, is it like
the
a...
The butt is the new erogenous zone?
The butt is the new erogenous zone.
Wait, is it
based
like
on that butt?
Not on that butt. I guess you don't have to, like, you can, like, bend over and tickle it. I mean, it's
wait. Is it like a wibbly wobbly kind of butt?
So the red witch.
I don't know. Should we share that? That's isn't that a big thing?
Well, it is a spoiler.
That's a big spoiler.
It is a big spoiler. Are you going to ever watch Game of Thrones?
I'm like halfway through season 5.
Okay, then I can't tell you.
Okay.
You'll get to droopy booty, and then you'll be like...
What was the one thing that you're saying was so crappy? Everybody's saying this episode's so crappy. What was so crappy about it?
Jon Snow's just laying on the table. Are we bringing him back or are we not? And then everyone, like, the Onion Knight is afraid to come out of a door.
No, Onion Knight was being all strategic.
I don't know why.
And he was... He knows they're going to kill him.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
Hold up. Let's figure this out. Let's wait for the one dude to go get the wildlings... And bring them back, so at least we got a chance.
And I was waiting for a dragon to come down and just burn everybody.
That's going to happen.
And
give it some time.
Peter
it's
Dinklage
a show.
Didn't. Peter Dinklage just
one of these crappy
waddled around.
Where you got to stuff it all into.
He's not a very
two
tall
hours.
Man. Okay.
I was hoping for more. I wanted some more bloodshed.
You wanted more bloodshed?
Yes.
Isn't that like the whole point of watching Game of Thrones?
I'm
my personal opinion is bloodshed.
It's
just
basically
fuckery.
Tits, butts, and blood.
You watched a crippled dude get stabbed in the chest, and have a bunch of blood squirt out of him. That was a lot of blood, dude.
That was a lot of blood for where he got stabbed.
Yes.
I mean, he, like, fell down and was, like, instant blood. He's
like
just like that.
And it was thick and viscous.
Just like
They should get an Academy Award. No, not Academy Award. Whatever TV shows get, they should get one of those for the realistic blood.
The fact that it was, like, waterfalling out of him?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's probably, like, some type of special effects thing, isn't it? That's what I should have just said. Some type of special effects word. That was a lot of words.
There was. But you used viscous.
Viscous. Oh, man, that was
word,
awesome.
Word of the night.
Everything about
viscous.
That show, everything about that episode was fantastic. And everybody who thinks
you don't think it was boring. Think
it was boring?
Yeah.
What in the fucking world are we living in? Where you're sitting there.
He's going to fight you.
Watching.
Byron's going to get up over the table.
Watch it. You got the midget guy. And the
I didn't know you were on Game of Thrones.
Watch
it.
Sorry,
I couldn't. I'm Peter Dinklage's stunt double.
I couldn't resist.
He's my brother.
There was nothing boring about that. There was nothing. Friggin' the scene when the redheaded chick. I'm not good with names. The redheaded chick and the weird dude that got his finger cut off. Those two were running away, and then the dyke showed up.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I would watch this if that's all it really was. You know,
we don't know if she's
a
dyke.
I'm thinking about starting a side podcast where I explain Game of Thrones episodes.
Without using any character names.
Just based entirely on my perception.
And then that asshole over there.
The ginger with the dickless dude that was waiting for the dyke to come up and save him. And now suddenly Bill Cosby showed up and just saved everybody with some pudding.
And pudding pop.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And the fire lady.
Yes.
That reveal.
That reveal was impressive.
That was fantastic.
Now I'm waiting for someone to walk
if you're
in.
You're watching that, and then you're sitting there going, "I'm fucking bored. We're done as a society. Seriously.
Well, we're already
seriously.
We're done. All
right. Well, at least we're ending on a positive note.
Over the weekend, Doctor Who released its first trailer that reveals the new companion.
Oh yeah, that was. I'm kind of excited about that.
Why?
She's not sexy.
I know. Did you see the eyebrows on this chick?
She's sexy, but, you know, I like that. I like
she's cute. She's got style.
Yeah, I think she's cute.
She's got 80s style. Does this mean I can break out my jean jacket?
You know, I'm cute.
You're not allowed.
I got an acid wash jean jacket still.
I want to see that now.
we can talk about cute. I'm cute. But nobody's going to be standing there going, man. He's sexy. Well, maybe.
It's like, man, I really want to get my jean jacket out.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. I like the fact she's not sexy. They're totally ending that whole, like, sexual undertone.
Oh, the sexual tension?
Yes.
I am so happy that's done. I don't need that with my Doctor Who. I don't need to be thinking about Doctor Who, like...
Stoinking?
Because I just remember when...
I need that.
Peter Capaldi was announced, everyone was like so mad that it wasn't a young hot guy, and it's like, if you go back and watch the originals, it's never been a young hot guy. Yeah.
Peter Davidson was the youngest before Tennant.
Right. But
nobody
was
likes
he hot?
Tennant, but
was Peter Davidson hot? Would you consider Peter Davidson hot? With the cowlick hair over, the blonde?
I don't know.
As Byron Googles Peter Davidson.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
We're Googling.
Another hour.
I just have no network connection in here.
Nothing.
Really falling behind.
So it looks like the new companion is out of the 80s. Jean jacket, 80s style Duran Duran t-shirt from what it looks like. Eyebrows for days and one big poofy head. The trailer is actually really impressive.
And she doesn't know what
she does
Dalek
not know
is.
What Dalek is.
That's the biggest giveaway.
Yes.
You could just say, okay, the way she looks, that's just, you know...
That's just her style,
Yeah, callback. She's like one of those... But no, she doesn't know what a Dalek is. That's a big giveaway. Better know what a Dalek is at this point.
It's from Purple Rain, actually, is the t-shirt she's wearing from Prince.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that was planned, or that's coincidence. Or was that foreshadowing?
I hope it's coincidence, because that's just like...
I think that is coincidence.
In there.
Yeah.
Like, there's something dark darkest shit going on, that, guys.
Absolutely.
Like, holy
absolutely.
Crap. I see what's going down.
That's if you scary. Had the chance to join the Doctor, would you? Would you be a companion?
Absolutely. What the hell
yes.
kind of question is that?
I don't know why I thought of the brave thing. The whole, if you had a chance to change your fate, would you?
I changed my stars, Father. Sorry, too early for a Knight's Tale?
If you use an English accent there, time, I'd be game. Be so game. Just for the English accent.
So you're saying if Doctor Who was like, so we're gonna go on into the future.
No, because
you'd be like, okay.
He would give me drugs, and I would come up to TV 10 years later, being like, he raped me, and then get him
oh
all
god.
These different
oh
things going
oh
on.
Oh god!
Wow, went really dark.
It's not like Bill Cosby. It's like Bill
Cosby.
Cosby. That's why. It's not like that Bill
was
Cosby
that was Doc Brown.
Yeah, I was just going something else. I don't
it's
know.
Not like
I was
Bill
just
Cosby
doing like a kind of half retarded. Just random voice, but Bill Cosby.
Half retarded Bill Cosby.
Half retarded Bill Cosby.
He's been spiking his own pudding.
It's got to be a British voice. That's what does it. Not the,
yeah,
not the
really
fact
was.
That he controls time and space.
Yeah, just the accent, mostly.
That's it.
That's where it holds all the interest. If you have a cool accent, I'll probably pay attention to you.
What's the sexiest accent?
Well, British accent was voted the sexiest, but then Russell Howard proved that is incorrect. For me, it's Australian.
Yeah. Good.
Really? Australian?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell the difference? Because everyone keeps telling me the one spy out of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was Crikey. That's the only Australian word you know.
That's not a North.
That sounds horrible. Never do that again.
That's not a North.
Don't do that.
Oh, God.
Again.
That's not a North.
Well, and actually, so I knew this Romanian chick, and I absolutely melted with her accent.
Yeah, for Transylvania.
What about Russian?
Russian?
Yeah. You are married to a Russian.
He's a good accent. whenever we talk, we say words that make sound like we are very mad. Even when we are happy, like we say...
Have a nice day.
Have... Очень хорошо! Which means... Very good. But you still sound very mad.
I love that.
Okay, I can tell you one of, like, Vietnamese accent is the least sexy.
Yeah, that's just...
Or Chinese.
It's because, like, I don't know, like, me and my
Mandarin.
Friend...
Mandarin.
Mandarin,
me
yeah.
and my friend like to joke around with, like, this hiccup wine.
Oh.
And it's just like, hey, Angel, you the sexy side.
And you're like, just stop.
Stop. Don't go anywhere.
It's just like, sometimes I just can't take them seriously. I'm just like, oh, God, guys, no.
Just,
no,
just
it's
no.
not. It's not cute.
Yeah, I don't think, like Asian accents work well with the English language with, with that kind of accent.
Because even, like, someone who, like, I had a friend named Baptiste, and he's French.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he would speak, of course he would speak English to me, and then he'd throw in some French words because it's like, oh, like, but here's what it means.
It's pretty...
And it's so adorable.
That's the problem with, like, French is, like, there's a side of, like, kind of sounding like douchebag and a side where it's actually, like, romantic. So it really depends.
It's very, very thin line. Yeah.
It's like wiping your ass with silk.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
So it is official. There is going to be a Borderlands 3.
So excited.
Rebecca's prayers have been answered.
We're going to play the
How do you feel about this news? I mean, you probably are closer to the story than I am.
So, here's my problem.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Anthony Birch isn't going to
Right. I love Mikey Newman. I think he did a good job with Borderlands 1, but Borderlands 2 is where it's at. That storyline and all of the characters were so incredibly well-written, and he's not involved anymore. So, I absolutely love Gearbox and 2K. I'll support them 100%. I think it's going to be a good game. It's not going to be
Better
a great
than two.
Game.
It's not
going
to be Borderlands 2.
That's actually how I feel, too, because I really liked how Anthony Birch... wrote the story. He made it funny, but then there were also like those really, really dark, serious moments that happened within the game.
She almost hit me when I made fun of the bird dying. It's
just, you bastard!
I couldn't help it!
That hurt my soul.
That's Bloodwing, you dick.
We're just like now bashing on you. It's like, you asshole!
So I played...
I had no buy-in for the bird. I didn't care. I'm giant...
I played through turkey. Borderlands 1 as Mordecai with Bloodwing by my side the whole damn way. So then to see Bloodwing die like that, it broke my heart.
like, I think he was, like, really good at manipulating, like, the story a lot. So I think that's why I really liked Anthony Birch's story.
And Handsome Jack, let's be honest, is, like, one of the best written villains.
Now, him I like. Him I would actually cosplay.
Do it.
We know.
I'm just going to walk around and give pretzels to people.
See, I would want to do Zero, but then I'd have to have, like, Turi in hand.
Yeah.
I'd have, like, three fingers.
You'd be, like, mittens. Yeah. Be, like, Nightcrawler.
Okay, I can't go to the bathroom, though. If that were the case, I'd be like, toilet paper is a thing?
Okay, there's a visual.
Oh, God.
Just me being like...
So you think... Why is... Okay, so what happened to the writer from Borderlands 2? Why isn't he coming back?
That I don't remember.
Gearbox and he moved on to another company, I think, maybe?
Money.
No, I think you're thinking of... what's his name from Activision? As I hear the feverish typing in my headset over here.
I can't remember, because I remember I did watch... Because I think he was spectating Tales of the Borderlands or something. No, did he?
How many games are in
it says that he leaves Gearbox to write a Hulu TV show?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that's a bad idea. Nobody watches Hulu.
I got the free trial.
Cause he
did you like it?
Man. We're stopping after the free trial.
It's like having HBO free for the weekend just so they can hook you on Game of Thrones. What did you watch?
Wow, look at all these great things that are on Netflix, but with commercials.
Oh, yeah, because it says that he...
And you can't skip the commercials on Hulu? That pisses me off.
Yeah, because it says he's going to work on a new series for Hulu produced by video game high school studio Rocket Jump.
Does Borderlands need to be a movie or an animated series?
That's tough. What I've heard from you guys, it has to be a series because there's so much.
I mean, because there's so much. There's so much story that's gone on in number two. Is there anything left?
They do some side movies though, but they're not usually good. Some of them are good. Some of them can be, but some of them aren't good.
Okay.
So I think it depends on what they decide to do with that. Because I mean, I did watch Devil May Cry's anime, and that was weird. And I didn't... That was okay, because it was based off of the first DMC, but at the same time, I'm just like, eh. And then there was Bayonetta, and that was just... I got distracted by the boobs in the ass.
The boobs that didn't pop out?
Well, I mean, okay, she uses her hair as a weapon, and it forms her clothes and stuff like that, so it's like she's naked a lot. Like, 90% of the time. So, I mean...
What anime is it? No, just kidding.
I think it's better just to play the game, okay, as opposed to actually watching the anime.
But if you already have a control in your hands, you can't really...
Take care of business.
Okay, but then you can turn the camera.
True.
It's like, damn, dead ass. Oh, like that
wow.
Number of times people have, like, snuck the camera underneath Moxie. Panty shot.
Yeah, panty shot.
There are some twisted, lost well, ass people out there.
So is this a good time to bring up my Moxie that I'm working on?
Sure.
So for the Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon's Keep DLC, which they're playing Bunkers and Badasses, which is basically a Dungeons and Dragons knockoff. Moxie has this awesome, like, very fantasy medieval looking outfit, and she is wearing an honest to God metal chastity belt under
awesome.
Her skirt, and it's fantastic.
Are we talking like Robin Hood Men in Tights chastity belt, or?
Big, thick metal chastity belt.
Is that gonna chafe?
Probably.
It's like that probably would hurt.
Ow.
Well, you just have to pad it probably with like EVA foam underneath it if you were to do that.
Well, I'll be wearing tights, so I'll be all right.
As long as the tights are thick enough.
Yeah, they're dance tights. They're okay. But yeah, I'm actually getting a real chastity belt for that cosplay because I thought that'd be.
Where do you
good
find
idea.
A chastity belt? In Walmart?
The internet.
Did you say Walmart?
Yeah.
Is this
one
of those,
everything?
Is this like part of those pictures of people that shop at Walmart? You have a chastity belt section for your teenagers?
They got the baby wipes, the 5-pound bag of Doritos, spicy nacho.
So you mean chastity belt as in adult
belt.
Diapers?
Adult diaper,
the same thing.
Well,
yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Same effect there.
Yeah, how are you going to go to the bathroom in that?
Pretty much any clothing you buy.
I will
at
have
Walmart
the only key.
Wait,
I said, I will have the only key.
Oh, I'm so trying to lift this key off of you.
Oh, I bet you are.
I got your key.
Yeah, you'd like that a little too much, I think.
Well, it has to do... Well, I'm not going to have Zap done by DCC, so...
No, that's an after thing.
Yes. Since you want me to be Zap.
You already are Zap. It's just getting the outfit. The skirt.
I'm not that cheesy.
Oh. Oh, honey.
One funny joke.
Two funny jokes.
Just because you have seen me at some private moments.
All of them very cheesy.
Whatever. Whatever. Whatevs. The Gears of War 4 beta has been glitchy, and I'm pissed off as hell about it.
The Overwatch open beta starts on May 5th.
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
For pre-order, just so you know.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, on my phone. May
3rd. Man, all right.
Yeah, I'm super psyched.
Why are you super psyched?
Because it's fucking awesome.
Did you play Battleborn?
No.
You should have.
Battleborn was
it's
great.
It's better than Overwatch.
No, no, I don't
yes. It was great.
I like Overwatch. I like Overwatch because I was really into Team Fortress 2.
Okay.
Really like that. It reminds me of that, but like a better version of that.
That's why I keep okay, so imagine that, but then the characters are even better, have better backstories, have cooler abilities.
I don't have a lot of money to buy stuff. Let me just enjoy this.
Okay, so Overwatch.
Instead of convincing me that the thing I bought isn't as good as the other thing. So Overwatch, it's great, guys. Let's move on.
So there's nice butts in that game?
That there are.
It's all about the butts.
That Tracer booty.
Tracer. Widowmaker. Ugh. Talk about that Russian accent.
I'm telling you, butts are the new erogenous zone. I'm telling you.
It's always been mine.
Tao's
like, ahead of the curve.
It is what it is.
Get it. Ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the curve.
One funny joke.
Three funny jokes.
I lost Sesame Street when I get home now.
You know, you have to watch the video that has the count, but every time he counts, they bleep it out like he's cussing.
Yeah,
I do the beat on the wall and beat on the TV and beat on the piano.
Oh, the police are here. They felled by drugs. Kidding.
Oh, peace. All right. So hopefully the Gears of War glitches go away because it actually looks cool. It's Phoenix's son, and I want to play now. I want to play it badly, and I can't. And Overwatch, I'll look out for.
Did you play the closed beta already? Okay.
He's all
you,
over
you
it,
were
yes.
like so committed. Like, are you sure you're not retarded? That's what that sounded like.
I just want to make sure you know that.
You like you actually played that piece of shit? And
it
you
wasn't,
still like it?
It wasn't a piece of shit. It was a good, solid game. It's not my style of game. I just think you need to check out Battleborn.
Well, maybe I will.
Maybe
but
I will.
After I'm done with Overwatch.
That's fair.
Did you reactivate your Xbox account?
No, I sold my Xbox 5 years ago.
Shut up. You're still in my friends. Mr. Moonman is still in my friend cache on my Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need
well,
to delete you.
The account doesn't get deleted.
No.
Just the Xbox.
Just the Xbox.
It's free.
All right, moving along to our topic, Team Iron Man or Team Cap. Civil War is right around the corner. It's breathing down our necks. Now it's time for us to weigh in. You know I'm going to start with you.
Why?
Because you played the Black Widow.
I know, and
you did
so
a
that's
photo shoot of the as the Black Widow just yesterday.
I know, and so that's that's where I'm like having trouble because my Natasha side and my internet persona side should say Team Iron Man, but that is so not me.
Okay, let's get things straight. Iron Man is definitely the partier that everybody wants to hang out with.
Of course.
And Cap is kind of stiff.
Yes.
He's the DD.
Not for lack of trying.
Right.
Not for lack of trying.
But I think we're going to see a very different Iron Man in this movie because he very much feels responsibility for what happened in Age of Ultron.
Is this... Yeah, but this is stupid. He shouldn't feel responsible. And this is just him being
okay, but regardless of whether or not he shouldn't, he clearly does, and that's why he's pushing to make them more accountable, et cetera, et cetera.
The Registration Act.
Yes.
So, which side are you on?
I'm Team Cap, personally.
Really? Just kind of staring like, really? I'm pretty sure Sterling's like, you better be.
Yeah, you're all right. Unless I want to get beaten when I get home. No, I'm just kidding.
What'd I tell you about the shield?
Take saw it. His date the other day.
I kind of made a joke the other day, and it did not go over well with one of my very politically minded friends. But oh, I'm a little bit more team, let's get Tony into some grief therapy, and he'll probably get over the whole issue anyways. Yeah.
Tal?
I'm a Spider-Man. Like, I'm going to probably...
Underoos?
Underoos.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, whoever will pay her, that's whose team
she's on. Yeah, because, I mean, morally, I would follow Cap, because it's like, you know, it's wrong to do.
Morals are expensive is the moral of the story.
But I've always...
You're a little too proud of that one.
I am. Five funny jokes.
Gosh darn it, you. But, I mean, like... If given the option, they're just like, hey, we're going to pay you a buttload of money. You're not going to be, like, broke for the rest of your life and stuff like that. You can help out your mom and all that stuff. It's like, okay, well, I guess I can't...
Your mom is part of the mob anyway. She doesn't need any help.
I got my hair cut earlier today, and she's just like... She was telling her client, she's like, she's like, my client says that your nose is a rich person's nose, because, like, they usually look at features in order to see, like...
Better style or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, like one time this Chinese lady read the stretch marks on my mom's stomach, and she's like, oh, you're going to have a girl. And so like, they'll look at like physical features in order to break down like what kind of person you are and all that stuff.
Oh, I'm not coming around those people.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, she has a very rich nose. I'm just like, don't look at my nose, please. But she's just like, yeah, she's going to make a lot of money and then take care of me. Isn't that right? I'm like, yes.
Your ass is going to a home.
Oh, God, no, never. I'd probably pay for, like, a plane ticket for her to, like, help people and stuff like that, because that's what she really wanted to do. She's like, once I'm done with all of you guys, I'm going to Vietnam, going to help some people, help out with temples and stuff. You guys can fend for yourself.
You guys are on your own.
If she's going to do that, I'm getting tattoos.
We're going that week.
Yep.
So you're Team Iron Man.
Yeah.
Just because of monetary reasons.
Yeah, I'm always all right. Broke.
All right.
Unless they bump up minimum wage, then maybe I'll reconsider.
You're right.
And you're paying $20 for a Big Mac. Good luck with that. Tara?
My internet sucks. I can't, like, figure out the password here, so I've been waiting for, like, the polls.
Oh, I can help you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can't get on this.
Well, she can't. Okay. Are you going to log her in?
I'm on pending right now, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So, come back to me in a second.
All right. We'll go to Byron.
Well, Iron Man, Captain America, it's a political season right now.
It is a political season.
So my decision...
It's like Ross Perot versus G.W. Bush.
Yeah, my decision is based more politically. Okay. You got Iron Man going for more government.
So Democrat.
Yeah, Democrat, and then you got... Captain America, way less government.
Republican.
No, it wants less oversight.
Okay.
And, you know, the way things are going to go, I'm all for less government right now.
Okay.
And, I think I've never... Captain America and Donald Trump probably are identical...
Oh, hell no.
Oh, no.
From a
hell
character
no.
standpoint, because they both want less government. So I'm going to go Captain America, in turn, Donald Trump.
So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I don't even want to talk about this because I'm just going to get mad.
Oh, boy.
So
well,
I think.
On my side, too. Captain America.
No.
All the way. What are you talking about?
So.
No take backs.
Oh, boy.
The Superhero Registration Act is much more closely aligned with the whole let's make all the Muslims register because they might one day hurt us, might all be terrorists.
Good point.
So that's not saying less government. That's saying these people are scary. We're going to watch their every move.
So wait, Iron Man's like Donald Trump?
Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
No one's like Donald Trump.
No one's like
Donald Trump should fucking die.
Iron Man's not trying to build a wall.
No,
yeah,
but he is
right.
He is all for let's register all the scary people just because they're different from us.
Very true.
Yeah, so what the hell's up with that?
I don't know.
That's just like Donald Trump.
No, Donald Trump doesn't even want
but
him
I
in.
But I like Captain America more. Now I'm confused.
You just have just gone down this really, really deep
Should
hole.
I be voting for Bernie right now?
A bird?
No, wait, no.
Bird
We're
told me.
About Captain America
a bird
and
told
Batman,
me.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going. Captain America.
All right.
I like Captain America. I think you know they shouldn't have oversight. What the hell's up with that? They're superheroes. Then what the fuck are they gonna do anyway?
And
seriously, what do they do, guys? You know how you have like that godlike power? Can you just keep it down a little bit?
Thor, can you check your hammer every time you come into the States?
I know that you're in charge of like ensuring our existence. But we're a little worried about what you're going to do.
I'm just imagining him just hanging up his hammer every time he enters his house. Weapons at the door.
Weapons at the door.
So you guys want to hear something actually interesting right now?
Sure. Yes,
so
thank you, Tara.
They have polls. So they have polls for Civil War with Team Iron Man and Team Captain America. And right now, for rank number one, is 52.9% of 5,519 votes, while Captain America, on their hand, is 47.1%, which is 4,907 votes.
Underdog.
Wow. Okay.
So,
but I think, again, that part of that is they're just looking at... Yeah, people are just looking at Tony being this awesome party guy,
yep.
And so they love that. They love his snarkiness. All of that. They're
Maybe
not looking
the
at what the...
thing.
Oh, so basically...
That part of that, too.
I had no idea. First of all, I didn't know that if you hung out with Iron Man, he pays you money?
Well, I mean...
Is that how that
there
works?
Was, there was an issue where, he was going to recruit Spider-Man and Wolverine, and, to Wolverine, he's like, we got booze. He's like, I'm in. then to Spider-Man, he's like, we have money. He's like, oh, thank God!
Or there's that comic of Batman and Iron Man fighting by throwing money at each other, and Spider-Man's on the ground picking it all up.
That's where I would be. It's like, ooh, free!
If there's a steady paycheck involved, I'll believe in anything
you
want. Because,
morally, I don't think it's right. Honestly, I do lean towards Captain America's side, because, honestly, I do think that he represents, more...
freedom.
Ideals, yeah. Better ideals.
The Constitution?
Pretty much.
Freaking Captain America. Are you for
America
or against it?
Just because America. You said that, America. I'm going to go Iron Man. Just because you said that, I'm going Iron Man.
Right?
America.
All of a sudden you get Donald America. Trump and everybody's all edgy.
Bam, bam, bam. So that you didn't answer the question, Tara.
So I'm the independent party that just is like, I'm going to just let shit happen and see.
I'm joining the X-Men. I'm leaving this universe.
I'm going to treat it like... what's going on right now with our political campaign and just kind of sit down, just popcorn, just...
Are you pulling a Thanos?
Yep. just want to sit back with lots of popcorn and just be really fed.
I'm waiting for all you to mess this
totally
up.
Worth it.
I'm going to watch you guys just try to kill each other.
Yeah, and then I will just be jump in last second. I was with that person the entire time. Because yes.
I believed you.
Run, fat boy, run, where you just step
out of the
crowd, push the guy, and start running into the...
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. I in the comics, it's interesting how it unfolds. I don't know how the movie's going to work with missing some key characters.
Yeah.
Punisher being one of them.
But Crossbones is in it.
Crossbones
Everybody, ready
it.
Your tissues.
Ready. Isn't going to be a dry eye in the house at the end of that scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going to go with this.
Are we not going to be friends anymore?
No.
Are you voting Donald Trump?
Yeah, are you going to have, snipers outside your house?
So. And you know what? As I read the comic, I thought it was going to go one way, and in actuality, I did side with Cap.
Okay.
Nice.
I am 100% behind Cap on that.
Okay, our friendship is saved.
Much,
I was going to cry.
As much as I have
you
been
are Iron Man.
Associated to Iron Man.
I like how you say that, you don't say anything to me. I'm just like, anyone going to pay
me?
We
understand.
But morally, though, I would fall out.
But see, at the end of Civil War, Peter switches sides.
Yeah.
Because he understands what's going on, and he's like, oh, this is some messed up
God,
shit.
God, I am pulling a Spider-Man. Oh, no.
So
God.
By the end of it, your morals... no matter how expensive they are, we'll kick in.
So am I going to be Peter Parker to Civil War? God. Just be like, This man's paying me.
We'll just start calling you Spider Tao now.
Spider Tao, yes.
I thought you were going to say Spider Meow.
Spider Meow.
Spider Meow?
Isn't there something already like that?
Spider Cat.
Like Spider Cat.
I'd be surprised if something already like that.
Oh, God.
So there you have it. If you haven't voted, then you need to, because Cap should be the winner on this.
Honestly, yeah.
Yes.
Well, technically probably not right now, but polls are closed, so, I mean, we'll see.
So get it. What's the website?
Yeah.
Website?
Yeah, so vote.
One second.
Google.
Google.
I Googled it, and I took it out, because
It's just funny from over here, too, because you're just, like, looking down. Like, it doesn't even look like it looks like you're fiddling with your fingers more so than looking stuff up.
It looks like he fell asleep, like my uncle.
Yeah. What did you guys say about Overwatch?
Try to start a fight with me?
You are getting up there in age where you just start sleeping, standing up, or whatever. So Boris is keeping you up late.
The page is comic book resources.
Could it also be because some people actually know what happens in the end?
It could be.
Of the comic, at least?
Could be. I don't know what's attributing the story.
I'm gonna say that I feel bad for the people who have their flight delayed because these superheroes decided to fight at an airport.
Yeah, how the hell did they get to an airport? I'm still trying to figure that one out.
I just think it's good.
And you know, for our photo shoot, we tried so hard to get them to let us onto the tarmac, and they just wouldn't.
Oh my god, Spider Cat. Spider Meow.
Spider Meow is a thing.
Spider-meow.
That's awesome.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
It's adorable.
There's a lot of other creepy ones, though.
That does sound really creepy, though, because I'm imagining...
Well, like, this thing.
Oh, God.
Okay, we don't need to... No.
Oh, God.
I'm not going down, that's not going down that rabbit hole.
Sweet baby, Jesus.
So next week, I have no idea what we're going to do for a topic, but we'll be here.
Figure it out.
We'll figure it out. In the meanwhile, we're all stories, so make it a good one.